I do want to talk about Matthew's gospel, chapter 25, where he's talking, don't hit you with this. I wouldn't think to do that. You know, when you do the children's message, you never know what they're going to say, you know. But it doesn't matter the age of the child, does it? But you were supposed to have a lamp full of oil and wait for the bridegroom to come. And if your lamp is burning, you can go into the party. And that would be a great party, right, to go to a wedding party. So they had a lamp full of oil. I don't have a lamp, right, so this is my lamp. This is an expensive one, too. Doesn't it look nice? This is a good one. So I want to push the button, and it should light up, right? So if I push the button and it doesn't light up, what's not going on here? Aha. Naven has heard this, children. No, that's right. You know what it's missing? What did some of the young ladies not have? Oil. What does this need? It does. Right? That's a modern correlation. In the old days, you had to put in oil. In the modern days, here's my oil. So I stick that in there. What's going to happen now? And Lord willing, it works, right? That's the thing about stuff like that. So I put that on there. Now what do I have? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to put that in anybody's face. You were right. Don't hit anybody with this thing. So, but this is a wonderful flashlight. I should do this. Now I know tomorrow, hold it down. So the Bible tells us that there's something we need to stay connected to God. He's metaphorically saying it's oil. In this case, it's a battery. What is it? It's to be in the faith, right? It's to be in the faith. Where did I get this battery from? Did the flashlight put it in there itself? I put it in. How do we get the gift of faith? The work of God, right? I don't do that work. The gift of God is to help you and me to believe. The gift of His Word, the gift of His people, the gift of His church, the gift of the sacraments, all these things are God filling us up, keeping us charged up, right? Keeping us fed and nourished. That's what church is about. That's what Bible studies are about. That's what your personal devotion's about. All these things are to make sure. So when the bridegroom comes, and he can take a long time to come, right? The parable says he came at midnight. I don't blame those young ladies. Wait, can you imagine going to a wedding and it starts at midnight? I don't blame them, for some seemed unprepared, but we needed to be prepared, and the Lord hasn't come back yet, to continue to be fed with His Word and the sacraments, and this, to be ready for the day that He comes. Amen.